Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Anna Cohen and Trio Brasileiro. Pick up your microphone and let's talk, Anna.
Yes. Please.
Oh, hello. I'm so delighted that you're here with these folks. Tell me how you hooked up with this group.
We met, actually, I've known Dudu for many years, and I've known Douglas for many years, but basically, officially, we met through an organization called Centrum, organization mm-hmm. that organizes a lot of different camps for different arts, from dance, from music, and inside music, they have jazz, they have fiddle festival, and then they have choro music, this right. music that we love so much, Brazilian music, choro music, and we met about 5 years ago teaching. And it was a love at first sight, first heard. Yeah, and actually, I mean, I come here from New York to the Seattle area, but Trio Brasileiro, they all come from Brazil, especially to teach the people here, and wow. and two Paulistas, the brothers, the Laura brothers, are from São Paulo, and Dudu Maia is from Brasilia.
Ah, okay. So yes, okay. So Alessandra, Laura, Ana. Pandero, which is delightful for, you know, U.S. folks would look at that and say it's a sort of an embellished tambourine, but you get so much sound out of it. It's totally amazing. On guitar is Douglas Laura, and on, is that the bandolim? That's the bandolim. This is a special mandolin-type instrument, is Dudu Maia. Thank you so much for being here. And you have a CD. Out yes. just came out April 28th.
Yes, just a couple days old. The CD is new. It's called the Rosa dos Ventos, the Wind Rose or mm-hmm. Compass Rose. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we got together a few months ago in December, and we got together in Brasilia with at Dudu's house, where he has a beautiful home studio, and spent a week together. Each yeah. one brought some compositions, oh, and nice. We just like, hey, let's learn each other's songs and record it and make an album, and then tour the U.S. and go to Europe and conquer the world. You know, it's big dreams.
Yeah, and you can do it. I have every faith in the fact that you guys can do this. So, yeah, I've heard parts of the CD, and it's absolutely wonderful, and I can't wait to hear some more. You have another CD out with somebody else, and let's go ahead and talk about that.
That's true. The album Rosa dos Ventos came out on April 28th on Enzik Records. I forgot to mention, since it's my partner Oded and I, we have a record label, and they're very proud to survive this world. Mm-hmm. So... together with the same day came out an album that I made with a wonderful seven-string guitar player from Brazil called Marcelo Gonçalves. And we're playing duo clarinet and guitar, and we're playing the music of Moacir Santos. Now, some folks know Moacir Santos. He used to live in L.A. He's a very a wonderful Brazilian composer, and his music was written often for large ensembles, but Marcelo's idea was to get a duo version of those large ensemble condensed into mm-hmm. clarinet and guitar, and I fell in love with the music of Moacir Santos, so the album is called Otra Coisa, Another Thing.
Great. Okay. Let's go back to choro.
Please.
Tell people who don't understand, what is choro?
You know, as a non-Brazilian, choro, mm-hmm. for me, choro is just a little bit of everything, because as a we used to like to call it the father of samba and the grandfather of bossa nova, mm-hmm. and this music for me, I mean, it's really I fell in love with it, not just because clarinet fits perfectly in the style. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, yeah, I found my place. It's just the music is so bouncy, it's so happy, and it can be also so emotional and so full of longing, mm-hmm. And I always find, since I've been playing this music for about 15, 16 years now, and I find that there's something for everybody. For the classical musicians, it really has the precision and the perfection of the classical world. You don't need to know how to improvise. However, you need to have this kind of like swing and, mm-hmm. and get the feel of it. And for jazz musicians, it's... it has a lot of space for interpretation and improvisation. And it's close for me to the music of New Orleans. First of all, it has the joy of the music mm-hmm. a lot of time. And this music is very complex in a way, because it has a lot of melodies happening at the same time. Right. And everybody has to constantly... It's almost, if you think about soccer, and Brazilian soccer, and how people like quickly, you look at the Brazilians playing and they kind of pass the ball kind of between one to the other. Then choro is like that. Mm-hmm. It has this kind of quick thinking, and just things just pass between one person to the other, and you have to be ready at any given moment, or you're gonna lose, basically. So I love it, and yet it sounds just so relaxed and fun. It has mm-hmm. so many details, but it's just so...
It flows.
Yes,
it
flows. Well, with these guys, anything flows. These guys are amazing, so...
That's great. Okay, well, let's... Oh, the name of that last song.
Oh, the song we just played is called Murmurando by Fon Fon. It's a funny name, Fon Fon. It's a if you go to the Shoro jam sessions, I call a roda, a circle. People sit usually around a table and play this music, usually with a beer on the table. and this song Murmurando is one that basically most people just play. It's like, oh, somebody starts to play and everybody join.
Everybody knows it. Okay. Well, I understand we've got some originals to play. So let's have one of those.
All right. We're going to play some music from our new album, Rosa dos Ventos. And the first song is going to be Baião. Baião is a rhythm from the northeast of Brazil. And Douglas Lora wrote, which is playing the 7-string guitar. You guys can't count really, but there's a hidden 7-string there. He is our bass player. It's all in one HP. So we're going to play the opening song from our album, and it's called Baião da Esperança, The Hope Baião.
All right. On 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Lynette Cohen and Trio Brasileiro live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Looks easy.
You make it look easy. We're lucky enough to have Jovino Santos Neto living in the area. And so through him, I've found out Brazil is a huge country with a lot of different music.
It yeah, is.
It is.
I mean, the Brazilians here can testify. And actually, Jovino is usually part of the faculty at Central when we teach choro, and we all look up to him so much, and we admire him because he knows so much about not just music, just about the world. So as an educator, he just inspires us endlessly. He just starts talking about something, and he connects the whole world through one phrase, and it's just really fascinating. We love him. We love you, Jovino.
Yes, we do. Okay, so this is your third visit here, which is wonderful.
It's great. I love it here.
I know you do. But I was one time we were talking, you told me when you first got to New York, it was the Brazilian community there that really made you feel at home.
Yeah.
And was it just the music or was it?
I just love it. There's something about the people. There's a certain celebration of life, really being in the moment. And I mean, I feel that with my Israeli friends, and I feel it, you know, it really depends on, it's hard to make it, generalize it for every nation. But in South America, you feel it, and the people in Brazil, there's something, especially these guys, Trio Brasileiro, I mean, there's a word in Portuguese called carinho. Like when you really care, you're gentle with the person, and you pay attention to their needs. And these guys, it's just such a pleasure to be on the road, to play music with them. They take care of every note, and they take care of every, they pay attention. They're really sensitive people, and that's what I look for in music and in people. So
right.
I'm lucky to have these guys near me.
Yeah, they're lucky.
Yeah, man, Trio Brasileiro.
Yeah. And also, you said something about choro is the reason that you went back to clarinet after focusing on saxophone.
That is correcto.
Yeah,
because the clarinet fits in the style. It's part of the style. It's like you choose to play jazz and you want to play the music of New Orleans, then you hear the clarinet is always part of that sound. So in choro, clarinet is very common. And after, you know, wanting to play jazz and not really finding, you know, a lot of people were reluctant to have the clarinet. It's like, why don't you pick a saxophone, any saxophone, just maybe don't bring the clarinet. So I was just so thrilled to find a genre of music that I can just, I don't have to apologize for playing the clarinet.
Right, right.
And since then, I went through a long way to be unapologetic about playing the clarinet. So I'm still working on it.
You shouldn't have to apologize for that because it sounds so great.
Well,
it
thank
really
you,
does.
Robin.
It really does. I haven't even mentioned you're at the Triple Door tonight in Seattle.
Yes.
For one night?
For one night. We're starting today. We're launching our world tour.
Okay. And then after that, where do you have?
Oh, we're going to be in Portland, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Denver, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Chicago, New York City. And we're going to be in Prague and Munich and in a couple in Milano, at the Blue Note in Milano. Yeah, we have in France, a couple cities in France. So everything is on somebody's website, on my website, anatcohen.com, and on Facebook. Yeah,
okay.
I guess so.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, let's have another tune. And I think it's another original, yes?
Yes. We're going to have a song that this wonderful bandolin player, Dudu Maia wrote. By the way, this mandolin that people are going to see in the video is a mandolin made by a kind of a local person, because I know it's from Port Townsend, but a wonderful human being that got adventured in making this special mandolin. John Morton, his name, and he made this unusual bandolin.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a sweet sound. So we're going to play a song that Dudu wrote. It's called Ijexá, which is another rhythm, Brazilian rhythm from in the north. And the song is just called Ijexá by Dudu Maia. And it's also from Rosa dos Ventos, our new album out on Enzik Record.
Yes. On 88.5 KNKX, it's a live studio session. Thank you. Ana Cohen and Trio Brasileiro here in our studios, a live studio session for this afternoon. Anat, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Robin.
And you're welcome anytime, as are you, Trio Brasileiro, Alessandre, Douglas, and Dudu.